This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Curbside trash pickup resumes in Philadelphia today, bringing relief to residents who have been waiting for weeks. Also today, voting has opened up for members of District Council 33 on the tentative contract agreement with the city. KYW's Tim Jimenez is live in Fairmount with the story. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, here at 17th and Wallace, and for the first time this morning, I'm seeing one of the city trash trucks out, and these workers hard at work now, clearing all this garbage that is accumulated on the curb that people have been putting out. So we're seeing these sanitation workers back on the job. Residents who have had their trash either kept away somewhere for the last couple of weeks, or maybe they took them to one of those sanitation centers, they are just thrilled to have these workers back. And Aries, I spoke to her a few minutes ago, she really appreciates these workers even more now.
We really need these trash men. And I sit here and I watch them on when they're working. And it's a mess to pick this stuff up. You know, they're sweating, the bugs, everything. They don't know what they're going to take home. They deserve something.
Yeah, and those who have trash pickup later in the week and they can't wait to have these workers pick up their trash, they are asked to take that garbage to those sanitation centers that are open, the six of them that have been open in the city. This is something that Aries talked about, but these District Council 33 members, their new contract, they have to vote on this tentative agreement before it is ratified. The 9,000 workers will get a chance to vote in person through Sunday, Matt. Votes will be counted and results will be announced a week from today.
All right, KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us live this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.